This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News right here on RBN Live. It's 27th day of March 2024, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. I have five different stories here about the Baltimore Bridge event. This is deliberate, no question about it. It's a form of extortion by Ukraine. I am reminded when I was a kid growing up, we used to have these Charles Atlas promos where the skinny kid on the beach was getting sand kicked in his face. Well, that's the United States today. We're the skinny kid on the beach. We get these headlines. The truth is coming out about the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Baltimore Bridge collapse was designed as a black swan event, likely a cyber attack meant as a message to the U.S. Completely exposed, planned Baltimore Bridge collapse. Laura Logan on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's a financial and economic attack. Babylon Bee, in bold speech, Biden calls on ships to stop crashing into bridges. Now, you play one of these. Yeah, of course, it's video, but it's got to be on the record. This is the best I have seen. But meanwhile, would you believe it or southern border of president of Mexico is seeking to extort the United States. Mexican president demands U.S. pay up or flow of migrants will continue. This is where we are with this mediocre government, this completely corrupt government. We have left the United States hapless just to be exploited, have sand kicked in our faces. This is disgusting beyond words. All right, here we begin with what I take to be the best of these reports about.
We are continuing and winning the fight.
It's got a little Trump promo here.
Soros-backed prosecutors and politicians, Democrats.
Well, General Mike Flynn says the bridge collapse in Baltimore is a black swan event. Now, it's much bigger than we know. So let's unpack this. And I have to say, I've done everything over the past 24 hours since this collapse happened in the early morning hours to say nothing to see here, total accident, mechanical problem, of course. It looks like a mechanical failure, a power outage, nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. Then General Mike Flynn has to go and call this a black swan event and says, look more deeply into this. So we have. And there's more than meets the eye. So what is a black swan event? Well, a black swan event is, you know, you're just chugging along, looking at normal, you know, white swans that you normally see. Then suddenly everything seems predictable and normal, and then bam, giant black swan comes out of nowhere. Something totally unexpected blindsides you. That usually happens economically, right? We see that obviously with what happened in the 2008 collapse. That's exactly what that black swan event looks like. That's the essence of a swan event. Unexpected, impactful, often leaving us scrambling to make sense of what in the world just happened. So here's Mike Flynn's post on X this afternoon. This is a black swan event, he says. Black swans normally come out of the world of the finance, not military. The standard operating procedures for all U.S. ports, harbors, and bays that transit commerce and military activities are supposed to maintain an incredible level of discipline, rigor, and awareness for these very type of events not to occur ever. Yet here we are. There are harbor masters for every single one of these transit points in America that are in charge of assuring the safety of navigation. Start there, he says. So start there. Talk to the harbor masters. Don't necessarily look at the boat itself. That's maybe a red herring. Look at the harbor masters. Look at the infrastructure. Look at the electrical infrastructure. Look at the computers. Was it hacked? So look at that information, not just the boat itself, perhaps. So what do we know? Well, for one thing, we know the captain of the ship or the ship's master is Ukrainian. That's interesting. So here you can find that out easily by going to BalticShipping.com. You can punch in the information as we did here at Redacted. Go to the Dolly. The name of the ship is the Dolly. There you can see where it's currently sitting. It's now sitting there covered by a bridge right in Baltimore in the Chesapeake Harbor. In Baltimore, and there is the ship's master. He is Ukrainian. Interesting. And UK Telegram channels today posting congratulations to great work and to expect more surprises in Europe too, unless we approve more aid to Ukraine. Maybe it's a total coincidence here, these Ukrainian Telegram posts. This is a beautiful work, though, all over the world without hesitation. If you don't accept the aid package, then get it. Look forward to our surprises throughout Europe. We will teach you to defend democracy and help those who need it.
Huh.
So maybe.
I haven't seen anything like that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, maybe this is just some like Telegram opportunists, you know, on different Telegram channels just trying to play into this, right? Try to scare us. Or maybe there's something more to it. Who knows? But those posts exist on Ukrainian it's Telegram like the, channels.
It's like the Goodfellas. You got this? F you, pay me. You do this? F you, pay me. Like,
yeah,
you know, we're that kind of attitude.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And there would have been a Chesapeake Bay pilot on board also. So anytime you're going in and out of one of these harbors, you're going in, you know, even if you're going into Norway and you're going into Stavanger, like the port of Stavanger in Norway, you have to wait outside of the channel. You have to wait until the Stavanger pilot comes on board. Just the same you have to do here in the Chesapeake Bay. Chesapeake Bay pilot needs to assist the master and is on board. They know everything about this harbor. They know every detail of it, and they are going to guide you out. You're from Singapore. A Chesapeake Bay pilot will be on board and guiding the ship out. And that's what was happening. The ship was being guided out of port on its way out to sea and transporting large amounts of cargo. It was leaving. It was almost about to leave. And here's the video of the incident. So here's, we're going to watch this incident kind of in real time with some highlights on how this all breaks down here. So at about the first reel, we sped it up a little bit here. It sped up a little bit here. You can see at about the 12-second mark. So this is going to go on for about 30 seconds. Okay, there's power loss number one at about 12 seconds. Okay, then at about 22 seconds, it recovers power. So it comes back on here. And then you see black smoke coming out of the engine, out of the the funnel. And then immediate evasive maneuver, the stack, yeah. Then immediate evasive maneuvers take place. Helicopter, you know, images show that, in fact, one of the anchors was dropped on the port side. And there you have the smash and collapse of the bridge. Now, we also know, according to the mayor, that as a result of that, when they called in a mayday call a few seconds before impact, they were able to divert traffic on the bridge, thankfully, and workers were able to stop and halt traffic coming across the bridge, which is why more people were not trapped on the bridge. There weren't more cars on the bridge at that time. So at least they had enough to say, mayday, mayday, we've lost control. We don't have control of the ship. Get people off the bridge. And they were able to prevent at least a lot more people from being killed or missing as a result of this. But this is interesting. So journalist Michael Yon tweeted this afternoon, and this is a more detailed analysis of the ship leaving. Okay, so it's coming off the dock there and heading out into the open ocean. And you can see here, though, how it changes course right before it loses power, which is interesting. So now this is where things, to me, get really interesting. Why 2 minutes before, keep playing it if you would, or did it stop? Yeah. So, all right, now right here, you're going to see it change course before losing power and colliding. So why did it change course aiming directly into the pylon? It's a curious question, right? So why did it change course at that point? We don't know. Why did it change course? Now, if you lose power and you have to use some sort of a backup steering system, in some cases, you might be steering in the opposite direction of what you're used to. It's a reverse steering system. Now, I don't know if this ship was set up that way or not. This will be part of the investigation, I'm sure. So, and sometimes with backup power, that is the case with a steering column.
And also, isn't it kind of curious, like, those pylons have to be, like, they had to think about a boat running into those when they built that bridge, right? So one pylon going out collapses that much of the bridge? That seems like, that doesn't seem right. You know what I mean? Like, a boat could take out a pylon, like a whole bottom of the bridge. That doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, U.S. bridge infrastructure is built like 200 years ago. I don't know when the Francis Scott Key Bridge was. Yeah, I don't know when this bridge was built, actually, to be honest with you. I mean, I've driven over it since, I think, childhood. Like, I grew up, my father's from Baltimore. I used to go down to the Chesapeake Bay and go crabbing. You know, so me going down to, like, St. Michael's, going down to Chesapeake Harbor. One of my favorite foods in the world is Maryland Blue steamed crabs. It is my favorite. Actually, I will say it's my favorite food in the world. And so special times with my father going down there. And he used to go crabbing as a child. I don't know when this bridge was built, but I can tell you I remember driving over it for many, many years of my life. And also
I doubt when it was built, though, it was built for, like, what wasn't that, like 120,000 tons of ship that hit it?
Right. Yeah. So maybe someone can let us in know. 1977. Okay. So I was born in 1976. Yeah. So it's been around as long as I've been alive. So interesting. I don't know exactly what impact it's meant to adhere, you know, absorb one of these massive ships. Doubtful. I don't know that anything could stop that. You know, can you build something that would prevent this? I don't know. I mean, think about this ship hitting any bridge in America would wipe it out. If this thing hits the Golden Gate Bridge, it would probably collapse the Golden Gate Bridge, right? You would think the massive size of this thing disrupting one pylon and all of it comes down like a house of cards. I don't know. Anyway, so now I want to play this for you. So that was, you saw the track coming out, and you saw it changing its direction at about 2 minutes left before impact. But now I want to show you this 8x speed video that's been making the rounds this afternoon as well, which I found interesting, and we'll share it here, which shows how much it had to divert itself. Look at, or how it moved position. Watch this. Let's keep playing it here. Like, look how much it had to swerve in order to hit this pylon. Total change of direction when you see it in that kind of speed with that kind of movement. Really crazy to look at. As Laura Logan tweeted this afternoon, the GPS systems that drive these boats are not encrypted. Journalist Laura Logan, one of the best journalists in the world. The GPS systems that drive these boats are not encrypted. When a Navy ship crashed into a large cargo ship not that long ago, it was a cyber attack that made that happen. I know they're saying that this was not nefarious, but how do they know so quickly? Right, that's a great question. How do they know so quickly? We keep over the past week, we sort of been joking about the Biden administration, like really they were so quick to tell us that ISIS was responsible for the Russian theater attack, right? They told us within like minutes that was the case. Yet they still can't tell us who killed John F. Kennedy. Still can't provide details about the 9/11 attacks. They can't tell us who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, but they were that fast to tell us that it was ISIS. They were lying to us, of course. So
the same way they immediately found the passports on 9/11.
Like, yeah, they're laying in dust.
All the rubble.
It's right there. There's a passport. Here are the passports of this guy. Right? Look at this. Not even charred or anything. But let's take a closer look at one last thing here. Why would explosions go off at these locations? So I've highlighted here in white where you're noticing the bridge. Now I've slowed it down a little bit here. Here's the first collision, and you'll notice an explosion. And here you notice another one, and here another one. Watch this again. So here we go again. I'm going to replay the second time for you. So on the left side here, first collapse, and could this be some sort of, why would there be an explosion? Transformer blowing? Or is it something worse? And in this piece as well with an explosion. What is that? President Biden says nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. He travels this way all the time, you know, and there's nothing to see here. There's nothing nefarious as far as they can tell.
No living being should ever eat processed food for every single meal of their life.
We're going to rebuild that port together. And this was a terrible accident. At this time, we have no other indication, no other reason to believe there's any intentional act here.
No intentional act here. Okay. We do know that this same ship, though, had a history of events. This was in Antwerp in Belgium. This exact same ship in back in 2016, the Dali, ran into a quay on July 11th, 2016, as it tries to exit the North Sea. So it kind of scraped the back of it. I wonder how often these things happen. Like, is this a common occurrence here? Or is this, you know, is this a rare thing for one of these massive container ships to do this? So it hit the quay. I mean, I know that they have those big rubber pylons to protect and so forth, but here it is. It was cleared for, you know, it was cleared for duty and went back out to sea. And of course, at the time, it was under a different sea captain. It was not under the helm of a Ukrainian, different captain at the time when this happened back then as well. So that happened in 2016. So a black swan event, more that we don't know here. We're going to have to look more deeply into the harbor masters and the connections with the ship. Who was monitoring this the whole way? And was there any electrical cyber attack that took place on board the ship?
I mean, you got the absurd statement of Biden, no indication to anything nefarious here. When you have the ship deliberately turning into the pylon, when you have this tweet or telegram talking about extortion, then until you cough up more money for Ukraine, these things are going to continue to happen. This is a completely planned bridge attack. As I say, I give multiple additional stories, videos you can track down, but I wanted to get one here into the record, which I think is quite good. Obviously, he's being very patient, not drawing any hasty conclusion, but I think the evidence is all there. I mentioned a Babylon Bee. This is what we're getting from the administration. In a bold speech, Biden calls on ships to stop crashing into bridges. U.S., after a cargo ship collided with Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing the structure to collapse, President Biden gave a fiery speech in which he unequivocally called on ships everywhere to stop crashing into bridges. "I mean it, folks. It's got to stop," said Biden to a small group of adoring fans in the press. "Ships have to stop with all this bumping into bridges and whatnot. And if you're a ship and you're thinking about smashing a bridge, you better change your mind right now. I won't stand for it." That goes for trains, too. No more bridge crashing. I then fell asleep standing up. Hasn't been over 2 hours since his last nap. Transportation Secretary Buttigieg also issued a statement from a private chateau where he's spending additional maternity leave with his adopted twins. "What we really need to determine here is if there was racism involved," he said. "Whenever you see a large cargo vessel careening into bridge, you can bet that white supremacy was behind it. I promise to address this as soon as I'm back from my maternity leave." Biden later awoke from his snooze to issue a last dire warning to ships everywhere and offer hope to the American people. "This essential piece of transportation infrastructure will be built back better. After spending $300 billion in 32 years, we'll have that old bridge back as good as new. Except this time, we'll name it after a black hero such as George Floyd." At publishing time, Biden was forced to double down on his bold rhetoric after the Goodyear blimp collided with a Brooklyn bridge. Sounds like a farce. The problem is that's pretty much the way it is in the USA today. That is pretty much where we're at. We have a totally corrupt, incompetent government with open borders flooding the country, that one disaster after another, spending endless amounts of money to other countries and not looking after our own borders. I'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Articles here about the attack in Moscow and the concert. We got Douglas McGregor. Moscow's attack precipitates Russia's dire retaliation. Looming global showdown. I'll return to this one. Putin says Islamists carried out concert attack implies Ukraine had a role. Terror attack in Moscow is U.S. NATO's revenge for losing its proxy war against Russia and Ukraine. That's from Strategic Culture. Moscow terror attack. Rogue Ukrainian opera, Western-backed, from the Truth Seeker. These are very good websites. Meanwhile, I have a friend who's an Armenian, Archie the Armenian in South Dakota. He has a piece. His name, Archie Melkonyan. He's questioning what happened here. Moscow, Crocus City attack. 322, Putin's 9/11 inside job. Jewish New World Order, Purim. I'll also talk about this. The Newland, Udenov, to Jack Crocus connection by Pepe Escobar. Let's go back to Doug McGregor and see what he's got to say here about what's going on, because this guy is so solid. He would be an absolutely sensational vice presidential pick.
So let's talk about what your initial response is to this. It seems like the West was quick to jump on the idea that this was ISIS. And even other newspapers out of Australia were saying, don't believe anything Putin says. Clearly, this was Putin that launched this attack, just like he blew up his own Nord Stream pipeline. Just like any other attack that happens in Moscow, he's dropping drones on his own residential building. So this was Putin. What did you make of the initial response to this and now Putin's response in the immediate aftermath?
Well, understanding the Western commentary and response, and actually the event itself, that requires that you understand two key points right now that most people in the West are not getting. The first is that Zelensky and his regime is the equivalent of a fatally wounded animal that is dying. And as a result, it will strike out with whatever it has to the bitter end at this point, rather than essentially surrender, give up, and negotiate. So think of Zelensky's regime as a dying entity. Will grasp at anything he can find. He has no real capability left on the ground. He can barely defend what he's got on the ground. And so he's turning to other forms of action, like this terrorist attack, or the use of more drones against Russian targets in Russia itself. So that's the first thing. Second thing is that NATO is in complete disarray. Behind the scenes, people are panicking. They know the war is lost. That's been clear for a long time now. You'll remember when we talked last year about the NATO summit in Lithuania, mm-hmm. in Vilnius, and no one would speak to Zelensky. Zelensky was essentially given the cold shoulder because they viewed him as the individual who'd lied to them about his ability to be successful and defeat the Russians. And in truth, they'd all been lying to themselves from day one. And we, of course, have helped this along by promising the world and delivering nothing. I think the best way to look at it is we promised mountains and delivered a molehill. So NATO itself is in disarray. All you have to do is look at this man, Macron. Imagine Washington is the leader of NATO. And Macron steps onto the stage and tells everyone, France will fight the Russians in Ukraine, effectively. Which, of course, is absurd. He hasn't got more than 7,700 ready French troops that he can send anywhere in the world, let alone Ukraine. He promises 20,000. He's trying to build that up, but it's not likely to get very far. And then he's backed down from those initial statements saying, well, they'll be in a non-combat role. So NATO itself is in disarray. The Germans have disavowed him and said, no, forget it. We will not participate on the ground in Ukraine under any circumstances. And of course, our newest members, the Finns and the Swedes, are falling all over themselves to send thousands of troops to fight in Russia, aren't they? Answer is no. No one is. Macron is entirely alone. And our forces are sitting in Poland and Romania, doing whatever they do while expensive bases are erected there for U.S. comfort. This is a disaster for NATO. So understand everything that's happening right now against those two facts. Zelensky is finished, his regime is dying, NATO is in disarray, has no leadership, and is afraid to admit the obvious that everyone knows privately the war is completely lost. So those two things have to be understood. Now, let's look at the event that occurred itself in Russia. Out of the blue, we have people who are ostensibly Central Asian Muslims, Turkic Muslims. We know of one who was a Tajik. It may be that they're all Tajiks. The Tajiks are people that live north of Afghanistan. They're unique in Central Asia because they speak a brand of Farsi or Persian, which is kind of unusual. Everyone else speaks what we call Turkic, almost the same thing you hear in Istanbul. So that's kind of interesting. We know that the Ukrainians have recruited many of these people to fight inside the Ukrainian army. We have evidence that some of these people have been part of the Ukrainian army. Out of the blue, these people go into Russia, which sounds impossible, but you have to understand the 1,000+ miles of border that you cannot possibly protect effectively if you're a Russian right now. So these people get into Russia, they go to an arms cache, which is being prepared for them somewhere. They've obviously had some training. They show up and murder people in Moscow. And then miraculously, they attempt to retreat along exactly the same route they took to get in there from Ukraine.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Articles related to Gaza, Israel, the age of Masonic Jewish overreach from the truth seeker, Moon of Alabama. New York Times misreports Gaza, UN Security Council resolution. Angry with Biden, Netanyahu canceled. Gazans tell what it's like to live under the Israeli siege. Conflicts of interest, how Israel wrecked Gaza's healthcare system. All food convoys denied access to North Gaza this week. They scream in hunger. How Israel is starving Palestinians in Gaza. Austin tells Gallant U.S.-Israeli security bond is unshakable. What would it take to shake it? Go back to Moon of Alabama in the New York Times, which we know is basically an Israeli asset. It's outrageous. To no one's surprise, the very same New York Times that relayed on lying witnesses to falsely claim that Hamas had raped Israeli women is also lying about a ceasefire resolution for Gaza that yesterday passed the United Nations Security Council. UN Security Council calls for immediate ceasefire in Gaza as U.S. abstains. The United Nations Security Council on Monday passed a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip during the remaining weeks of Ramadan, breaking a five-month impasse during which the United States vetoed three calls for a halt to the fighting. The resolution passed with 14 votes in favor and the United States abstaining. But U.S. officials said they did it in part because the resolution did not condemn Hamas. In addition to a ceasefire, the resolution also called for the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages and the lifting of all barriers to the provision of humanitarian assistance. UN Security Council resolutions are legally binding documents under international law. They therefore use very specific language. If the UN Security Council calls upon someone to do something, it is the legal equivalent of asking pretty please. It has no real consequences. However, UN Security Council Resolution 2728, which passed yesterday on a 14-0 vote with U.S. abstaining, does not call upon Israel or Hamas to do this or that. It demands them to do something. Here's from the resolution. The Security Council demands an immediate ceasefire in the month of Ramadan, respected by all parties, leading to a lasting, sustainable ceasefire, and also demands the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages, as well as ensuring humanitarian access to address their medical and other humanitarian needs, and further demands that the parties comply with those obligations under international law in relation to all persons they detain. Second, emphasizes the urgent need to expand the flow of humanitarian assistance to and reinforce the protection of civilians in the entire Gaza Strip, and reiterate its demand for the lifting of all barriers to the provision of humanitarian assistance at scale in line with international humanitarian law, as well as resolution 2722 of 2022 and 2720 of 2023. Soon after the resolution passed, the U.S. falsely claimed it was not legally binding. I mean, this is so disgusting. Heidi Matthews, U.S. is unilaterally claiming the Security Council Resolution 2728 is non-binding and therefore has no impact on its policy or the legality of Israel's continued war. This is not so obvious. How do we figure out the will of the UN Security Council, 14 members who voted in favor? We turn to the principle of the treaty interpretation contained in the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties. We try to figure out the ordinary meaning of the text in light of its objective and purpose. This could be a long discussion, but only because of deliberate perversion of the meaning. These are demands. They are binding under international law. And the New York Times, which I regret to say is our nation's newspaper of record, in other words, what appears in the New York Times is supposed to be the official history of the United States. It's just a disgrace. This is part of the reason this has turned into a trash nation, a human garbage pit, with all these international, these illegals just flooding our country and creating mayhem. And now we're allowing our country to be attacked and be looted and be extorted by Ukraine and Mexico. Disgusting. Angry with Biden, Netanyahu cancels, and nothing short of a slap in Joe Biden's face, vital U.S. ally Israel, led by conservative Netanyahu, has canceled a much-anticipated diplomatic trip to the United States after the Biden administration allowed a U.N. resolution urging, no, it says demanding, the Jewish state make peace with the Hamas terrorists. His decision to cancel the visit occurred after the U.S. chose not to block a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for, no, not calling for, demanding a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. I mean, this is so corrupt. And I repeat, all food convoys denied access. They scream in hunger. They're starving to death. And here you have Lloyd Austin assuring them our bond to you are inviolable. Austin tells Gallant, U.S.-Israel security bond is unshakable. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin hosted Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant in Washington Tuesday. Yesterday, declared the U.S.-Israel military relationship is unshakable. as the Israeli slaughter of Palestinians in Gaza continues. Yoav, your security bond is, our security bond is unshakable. The United States is Israel's closest friend, and that won't change. Austin said in remarks welcoming Gallant. What would Israel have to do to shake the bond? What could they do more savage, more sadistic, more vicious than the slaughter of the Palestinian people? Meanwhile, if you thought Greg Abbott was sound mind, get this. He's just tweeted, anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in Texas. Today, I issued an executive order to fight the increase in acts of anti-Semitism at Texas colleges and universities. Texas stands with our Jewish students. Does that mean Texas stands with the slaughter of the Palestinians, Greg Abbott? Will you have your head where the sun doesn't shine? This is absolutely embarrassing. Meanwhile, the health ranger, Mike Adams, replied, the problem is the government would consider any criticisms of Israel to be anti-Semitism. So your executive order today is actually an attack on free speech. That's putting it mildly, Mike Adams, good for you. Meanwhile, Yemen has launched a triple attack on Israel, U.S., U.K. targets in the Red Sea. The Yemenis, the Houthis, are doing the job. Here I mentioned before, Mexican president demands U.S. pay up or the flow of migrants will continue. This is our friend to the south. How disgusting is this? From the Gateway Pundit, the president of Mexico in an interview has confirmed what essentially appears to be his attempt to blackmail the United States into paying billions of dollars, or else the flow of migrants will continue. A report at Fox News reveals that Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador earlier demanded a series of actions by the U.S. for him to try to cut off some of the millions of illegals coming from Mexico into the United States. And just days ago, he said in an appearance on 60 Minutes, if the U.S. fails to meet his demands, the flow of migrants will continue. And this weak, pathetic United States that does nothing about it. Here's a nice story. Border Patrol captures someone terrifying in El Paso. You know, we got a lot of terrorists flooding across our border. A lot of rapists, a lot of criminals, thugs, lunatics. El Paso captures Hezbollah terrorists. Border Patrol agent near El Paso just arrested 22-year-old Lebanese national claimed to be a Hezbollah terrorist. Basil Ababi illegally entered the U.S. from Mexico. Upon apprehension, he told authorities something sinister. When asked why he came to the U.S., Ababi replied, I'm going to try to make a bomb, according to reports from the New York Post. What else is new? We're going to have these criminal gangs here. They're very serious. They're highly organized, the Venezuelan especially. Here we have the Army unveiling occupational fields that need more soldiers and bonuses to get them built in. The Biden admin tries to buy everything. And, of course, they're giving huge amounts of money and freebies to all these illegals to get them into the United States. Something weird going on here. Several stories. What's happening in New York City? Women randomly punched in the face while walking down the street. What's unfolding right now in Michigan proves the great replacement theory is real, and it's happening today. A bit about each of these. Here, Gateway Pundit again. What's happening in New York? Recently, women in New York City have been sharing videos on social media in the aftermath of being randomly punched in the face while strolling down a city street. I mean, we got one story after another. Very, very strange. Meanwhile, what's unfolding in Michigan right now proves a great replacement theory is real, happening today. This is from Revolver. The skeptics who brush off the great replacement theory is nothing more than fear-mongering and a baseless conspiracy theory having to eat a lot of crow today. This isn't a moment for us to take a victory lap. When they tell you the great replacement is a wild conspiracy theory, watch this. This has to do with the percentage of non-white. It's gone from 1961, when the percentage was minuscule, to now where the percentage of whites is down to 36%. I mean, this is fairly stunning. 97.7 in early years. I mean, it is stunning what's taking place here. Meanwhile, other stories. How the deep state really played Trump. Who is the chief engineer of the lockdown? You remember that Deborah Birx? We kind of thought she was sort of there to help Fauci out. But up here, she was actually playing a pivotal role in the whole scam. This is embarrassingly bad. Here's a few minutes of a video about it.
The man who sits at the president's desk has more power than almost any other individual on earth.
A focal point of power.
Position of dominance in the government.
For he is the freely chosen leader.
This is what you're taught about the presidency. A chief executive with complete command of a vast government. The single most powerful person in Washington. The story is a distraction. It's not how your government works anymore. The president isn't really the president. His orders can be defied without consequence. You just saw it happen. March 2020, a novel virus invades the country, and we shut down. Our society undergoes radical restructuring. The sitting president notices the cost of our response.
When you do these shutdowns, there's a lot of harm done on the other side.
He notices the shuttered schools, the incinerated livelihoods, the many brains broken by sustained isolation. And he turns against the shutdowns.
We're not doing any more shutdowns. We did the shutdown, and now we're doing the opening, and there won't be any more shutdowns.
And yet, the official policy coming from his own White House continues to tell the country to shut down. How is that possible?
People don't understand, actually, whose responsibility things were. It should frighten American citizens to know who was actually in charge.
This is the untold story of subterranean power, how a career bureaucrat seized control and engineered a disaster.
And she was proven incompetent and wrong on every single level, period.
There was a chief engineer of this misery, and it wasn't Anthony Fauci. This is how a president was toppled without a shot fired.
Very serious stuff here. I highly recommend checking that one out. Meanwhile, NBC News has ousted Rona McDaniel after a tantrum from the talent. In other words, the professional news people weren't happy that the former head of the Republican National Committee had been hired as an analyst by NBC. So they have given her the boot. Meanwhile, toxic archdeacon calls for anti-whiteness. This indeed is deeply worrying. We got it on,
if your knees touch,
we got it on YouTube. And of course, again, we got to skip the ads.
The Archdeacon of Liverpool, who boasts the poshest name in all Christendom, Miranda Threlfall Holmes, put quite the cat among the pigeons this week by tweeting the following. She wrote, "I went to a conference on whiteness last autumn. It was very good, very interesting, and made me realize whiteness is to race as patriarchy is to gender. So, yes, let's have anti-whiteness and let's smash the patriarchy. That's not anti-white or anti-men. It's anti-oppression." Just let that sink in for a moment. This is a top cleric. Let's have anti-whiteness, Oh dear. And how unfortunate that this lady of the cloth is white herself. So she'll have to cancel herself. I don't know how you cancel yourself. How do you cancel yourself? It would take a miracle, wouldn't it? But then she is a very holy lady, so I guess anything is possible. Well, on the day that she put out that tweet, she was no doubt hoping she could turn water into wine and a lot of it when she read the responses, which were not pretty. Hell hath no fury. Her tweet has now been seen by almost a
hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I want to conclude this hour of news developments with an outrage expressed by this guy, which is very parallel to my own. And, of course, after the break, I'll be taking your calls. Check this out.
You are within 20 years of retirement, or if you're already retired.
Ron Paul snuck in there. Here we go.
So last night, as I am scripting for today's video, it was going to be on Baltimore has, I got it, Skylar, Baltimore has fallen. Baltimore City implodes. Police force collapses. Only three officers patrolled major district. And then this morning I wake up and I'm like, hey, look, I have something to add to it. And this ship right here, which has been destroying bridges. This wasn't just the first bridge that it destroyed. Through the fire, my thumbnail was going to be like, get out of Baltimore. Well, now you can't get out. This ship, same ship. Look at this. Is this just a quinky dink? The ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse also crashed in a European port in 2016. And I know this could be tinfoil hat, but I feel like I live in a world of everything's tinfoil hat. Hey, why is everyone on my channel getting unsubscribed? Well, if you were to email Google or YouTube, they'll say, well, it's not their fault. Kindly check any possible extensions that could be installed that you're not familiar with. Some Chrome extensions may unsubscribe you to channels without permission. Or it could be your wife. Some wives may unsubscribe you from Jay Bravo because he's obnoxious. Because I am pretty sure when your wife hears, she's like, this guy again? No, please stop. Also, be prepared for May 15th. We got some earnings now. This is where all the truth comes out and then no one even cares. Currently have a 9% growth expectation, right? It's kind of like Apple, which I'll go over Apple today, where I guess iPhones have slumped 35%. I don't know. It's somewhere in my notes. A lot of percent. How's the stock doing? When people still think that PE ratios and all of the jiggly junk really matters. Zero. Want to know what matters? This right here. This is actually on silver. Oh, we're getting so close. We're coming to the final countdown. Da-da-da-da. It's one of those lines. You got to break one of them. Either going to make a shat ton of money in silver or I'm going to lose a lot. What is this stuff? Oh, shoot. I'm dropping. This is not an easy trade. And it's heavy, too. Lots of it. I have to go to my vault in Baltimore. Oh, wait. Never mind. Also, on silver, if I were to tighten that, like I brought that line that was you have support and resistance, the triangle. Also, if you want to learn how to do this, start with swing trading, then go into my bear market, how to make money going down, then crypto if you want. That's a little scary. And then get to options. You make your digits go 52% higher. This is just on one contract, and it's really easy. I know, if you've ever been confused, Mike.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.